Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewdo Podcast. Chew is here. Well, he's kind of here, huh? I'm not. How is it, Chew?
Right.
Chew?
Right.
You okay?
Right.
You still suffering from that headshot? You all right? You okay? You know where you're at?
Right.
You good? You good?
I thought.
You're fine, bro.
I thought I was sitting in the hospital.
No, you're not in the hospital. We didn't have insurance for that shit. Right. Remember, you come in here, it's no insurance.
I can't hear you. The ringing is still very.
Just shut this mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for today? Are you ready, buddy? Because we got some great guests today. It's going to be awesome, guys.
I'm pretty sure the internal bleeding has not stopped.
Shut up, Chew.
Down the energy, they've got it, so you got to know. It's called the Chewing New Podcast. Dynamo on the go.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing Podcast. We are here once again with Chew. We got some great guests with us today. We are live on Facebook Live, on my actual profile, and also the Chew New Podcast profile. And we're also live on TikTok, baby. We're live on TikTok. So if you guys have any questions on TikTok, feel free to ask whatever you like. How are you feeling today, Chew?
I feel like calling ICE to pick up Danny Chance.
That ain't going to happen
today. Danny Chance. My lawyers are looking for you.
Yeah, dude, that ain't going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, today on our podcast, we have a special guest. You may remember these two guys that were back in our podcast about 2 or 3
years. Yeah.
Bro, these guys, if you can see them on the camera, guys, these guys are scary sons of bitches. I'll tell you right now, because you don't want to be in the alley when these guys are walking around, guys.
Who the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about Pete Payne and Nightmare on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Nightmare's a pain in the house.
Nightmare's a pain.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the pod, guys. What's going on?
Man, it's been a while.
Jeez.
So what's been going on? A lot of things in 2 years. Yes, I can tell you that much.
Oh my gosh, that's man. Good. I mean, I see you brought a lot of hardware with you today.
You've been busy, dude.
You've been real busy. You've been really busy the last couple of 2 years that we have seen you since the last time we saw you, bro.
So the heavyweight for Evil Masters in Brownsville.
Oh, here we go.
The new breed tag team.
Oh, nice. My God.
We just defended him when...
This
ooh,
past?
Ooh, ooh, got his head wrong.
Yeah, I see that, man.
And then we got...
The Combat Colt.
Combat Colt tag team.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Wow.
We're here. We're getting every belt that we can.
There you go.
With extreme prejudice, dude. Yeah.
And I already got people commenting... Pete, just to let you know, I got Jacinto Rivera saying, bro, do they even fit? That's what he's saying right now. I got that. And I got Jackie Gomez saying, I just came to boo Pete. That's basically what they're saying here. And it starts once again.
Here we go.
Here we go with the whole...
I love my haters.
They're your makers, baby.
There's no George. Watch your back.
And I got also Jose Martin say, what's that creature with the mask? Okay. Yeah, we don't want to tempt these guys right now because they did bring extra goodies with them. I think Pete Payne will show us a little bit whatever he brought. I think that's a gift to the podcast guys right there. That's going to be hanging on the wall somewhere.
Did you shoot a new kendo stick?
Maybe. Well, it's got to be...
Depends how you behave. Yeah. Either you get it the right way or the wrong way.
It's going to get a...
I'm not afraid of a stick.
It's going to get baptized today, I'll tell you that much right now. But we won't say that anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, Pete, Nightmare... Talk to us, man. How's it been for the last couple of years since we met? What's going on, bro? Take us on a journey, man. How's it been? Talk to us.
Well, it's been 2 years, and things have looked better. Everything after that last podcast, a lot of air got cleared. That's all I can say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say we just focus on what we need to focus on, wrestling.
Right.
Wrestling, and let give this audience... what they came here to see, which is pure action.
Give them the show that they deserve.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, sometimes we have a little bit of faults, but we continue. we keep going forward. We gotta keep going forward.
Exactly.
So we open up another company based off in Hidalgo. Okay. Because nobody was really doing much over there. And we got together with La Taqueria Mezquite. Mm-hmm. And
by the way, a big shout out to them because they've had our backs since day one.
There you go. Nice. Big shout out to those guys, man. Big shout out.
Yeah, they gave us an opportunity and we took it and we've been still going for the past year. Half a year already? 6 months?
Since the summer,
yeah. 6 months. We've been with them and they've been giving us opportunities and they've seen what I bring to the table and they keep us on, so it must be doing something right.
Jesus, man.
So Brenda and
David,
thank you. But in Hidalgo, we have free shows every other 2 weeks, like two shows per month. So we get a lot of guys from San Antonio, from Laredo, from across the Rio Grande, from the Mexicans, the real Mexican wrestlers.
Right.
Yeah.
So we give an opportunity to anybody, but as long as you show that you're willing to do the work. And dale ganas. That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I got some more comments here coming. I got a Jacinto Rivera say they look like a box of hairless kittens. Oh, God, here we go. And I got a buddy, buddy Omar Hernandez, a good buddy of mine from work, saying, can I have a wrestling mask? I got George saying, MFers, I was getting attacked by everyone in New Breed. I don't know what that's going on. And then Jose Martinez saying PLP got the chokehold. I'm sorry, wrong one. It's P El Campeón. That's what it says. My bad. The next one is PLP got the chokehold on Hidalgo. And then I got Evil Masters, Lucha RGB say hello, my friends. There you go. And then Jose Martinez is laughing my ass off. Nightmare bit George's face. What the hell is that, man? What's going on there? That sounds like a party.
When did I hear about this? The first time I hear about this.
Sounds like a hell of an after party.
What happened? Well, poor George had already some sticks that they tried to bury in his head. And whatnot. I'm like, pobrecito. He was messing around and, he effed around and he found out. That's all.
Damn. I've seen Nightmare Mask. Like I said, this past Sunday, I was at a New Breed to watch the event, man, and Jesus Christ, guys. All the great matches were great. I'm going to say that right now. I'm going to shout out to Danny Chance and all the boys back there. Great, great show. But to me, I mean, the one that really, it was a close between you guys' match and Matt Riott's match. Those two were high caliber, man. But what took the cake for me is when Mooncat, by the way, back shout out to Mooncat, man. That guy's not all there. Not all there.
I hate feral cats.
He climbs a ladder, a 10-12 foot ladder, into a tree. Goes even higher into that tree, at least 20 feet into the air, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll put the replay right here in the very bottom. You look right down here, it'll be right here displayed. He leaps. Jesus Christ, I think he lost all 9 lives with that damn leap. He leaps off of the top and lands on you guys. I mean, it was crazy, man. I had never seen that. I've gone to WWE matches, but to see that without a ring and regular ground, that's fucking nuts, bro.
you guesstimated that it was about a 20-foot jump off from that tree.
So. It was, dude. Because he just didn't fall forward. He actually he leapt up and came down.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave himself another 2-foot jump and then...
That is a very risky move.
So no kidding, dude. That.
If it wasn't because of us, big ass cushions to catch that little cat. He would have been a big splash.
Hey guys, the airbag ready?
honesty, we could have just, taken a few steps back. Easy.
Oh, no, that would have been a show.
That would have sucked.
That would have been a show.
We were so amused going, what in the hell are you doing? And instead of going further away, nosotros de pendejos we get closer.
It was like a moth flying into the flame. Yeah.
Exactly. What's going on here?
What's that over there? Let's go look.
Does he know what he's doing?
Jesus. And to have him leap off and go into you guys like that, I mean, I know those matches, any match you guys go into, is it's a 50-50. You can go either way, okay. You know, because you all have to be on point. You got to be in your certain spots. But something like that, I mean, has there any ever been in other matches that you had that something like that that's just, like, not even scripted like that?
Well, injuries happen when you don't even... Sometimes they happen when you don't even expect it. Maybe a simple move and poof. Yeah. Right, you'll get injured real quick.
Right.
On that one, it was like yeah. Are we sure we can catch this guy?
Yeah.
That's pretty high. I thought he was going to go right there. No, he keeps going. Like, oh.
Okay,
but I give credit for the huevos that he had. But at the same time, it was us.
Yeah.
That deflected all right. Force yeah. off the floor.
I was about to say, your huevos were pretty good.
You know, I know Nightmare got most of the chingazo to the head, bro.
Nightmare took a whole arm or something?
It was on this side. I actually ended up with a bump at the end of the night. It was swollen.
I jammed my finger.
Oh, I jammed my finger.
Oh, no.
That's why right now I'm announcing my retirement now. My finger is gone now.
Oh, no. Well, Medicare.
Wow, LeBron James all over again. So... doing what you guys do on these belts, man. Take us a little story back on the tag team belts, man. I mean, take us on the journey on when you all went up to win these belts.
Shit, man, we've been going at it for how many years now? Shit, it's been a while.
It's been a while, but actually,
we got our second win, and when we started the project with Combat Cult, like. That's where we wanted to build all the divisions up, from the South Texas right. to the tag team. To the heavyweight. Uh-huh. We needed to build everybody up, but there was one key thing. We're hoping. Hey, come on.
Sorry.
Hey, I know. It's exciting. It's exciting. The story's exciting.
Go ahead.
So we decided to build everybody up. People with faces that you guys haven't seen against faces that you guys have seen. So a mixture of everything. So we gave Combat Cult Westaco and McAllen a little bit. And we had the same idea, but we wanted to take it even more south to get the Mexicans involved, too, mm-hmm. because I have a big respect for Lucha.
Lucha Libre.
I grew up watching
Lucha Libre. Right.
I grew up watching Lucha with my cousins, so I give it that love, too, because it needs some love, too. I know over here we're all about indie wrestling, but a lot of the basis is Lucha stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, from we started with Combat, but Combat was the first one we got, right?
Yes, it was, but technically before that, we were not even thinking as a team. At that moment when it all started, I came back with a small chip on my shoulder to prove myself to Pete, because I know that Pete has his shit down, excuse the language, but he knows his shit. And no, this is not me going like, hey, compadre. It's just the fact that he's gifted naturally, athletically, everything. I could go on and on and on.
Right.
So I had something to prove, but we were not concerned about that. Like he said, let the other teams that there were around build themselves with Combat Cult. Let the people that needed to build themselves with a heavyweight, with the Absolute Championship, build themselves. We first went at it and talk about the term of chingazos. We brought that out everywhere around wherever we could in the valley, and once we could do no more of that, we said, fucking it, we need to go back and we need to come and get peace.
Right. What was it? Tables matches, hardcore matches, casket matches, chain dog collar matches. We did
God damn.
A little bit of everything.
Damn, man.
But we went at each other. I wanted to spark that fire on under his rear end so he can. Hey, what else?
Yeah, gotta get together.
Kind of like a wake up.
Right.
Yeah, so from last time that y'all were talking about me being nonchalant about hardcore matches,
right?
This
right.
time around, oh no, we gave a new definition to going hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the results are showing right here in front of you and on the table and everything.
Yeah. So eventually, after we got done beating up on each other for a while, let's reestablish the Nightmares of Pain and. Let's see who build themselves up as a good tag team and let's take them on.
Right.
And we've taken on every single one of them and we beat every single one of them. And now they're going to have to come back with a new tag team divisions to bring them to us. So let's see who We got
a few steps up.
Yeah, well, I know Pete being he was a single wrestler for a while. You were doing your thing by yourself for a while. Mm-hmm. Now that you guys have teamed up, the response of the crowd seeing two giant animals walking coming to the ring. I mean, what has been the response from your opponents when they see you coming to the ring, bro? Because, I mean, I got a whiff of it last night, literally Sunday night. And it was a little intimidating when you came out, and then you came up on stage, and then you actually pointed me out in front of the camera.
Hey, a familiar face.
I'm like, uh-oh. This is not right.
I'll see you, bitch.
I'll see you Tuesday,
I'll
bitch.
See you Tuesday.
But the response of the crowd when you guys are coming out, first of all, that I've never seen you before, I mean, what does that response sound like when you walk out?
Well, I'm having the most fun right now. I'm having the most fun because now we worry about what we need to worry about,
right,
which is give you guys your money's worth. Right. Now it's your money's worth because they ain't free no more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even when it was free, I felt like I have to inject this energy, and we turned that shit up. And let's go. And fuck, man, like I feel it. Like I feel it. If you feel it, they feel it.
Right.
So it's just, hey, this is the energy we're giving out, hey, and they respond very well.
Yeah.
It's because they see that you're having fun. No, you're not.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, no, I'm confident in my shit. For a reason.
And Jose Martinez says, "Déjalo," because tan chiquitos, déjalos. Well, Omar says that when you guys come out, they just hear crickets because they're like, holy shit. Someone's going to get bent in half today, right?
Yeah, I'm in the silence.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to do with my character. A little bit of Chris Benoit, a little bit of Stone Cold. As soon as you hear Glass Break, as soon as you hear the Chris Benoit song, you know shit's going down.
Shit's happening, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, say something.
Something.
It's boiling, man. Let the man cook.
Let
the man cook.
That kick got him good.
I think Mooncat's kick got you good, buddy.
Just a little honestly.
I think you and Chew have something in common this week. Jesus.
What happened?
What happened last week?
What happened last week?
You got hit with a chair, buddy. You got hit with a chair. Don't
again?
Worry. Well, yeah, again.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Chapman.
So you get the Combat Cult championships, and then you merge over, and you get the what's this? You got the new breed. New breed belts.
Double Dragon Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, I like that. I like the that sounds awesome. Double Dragon.
The Double Dragon.
This one, all of the new guys that New Breed has been training, we all fought for this one, and they saw that they can't beat the Masters. At the end of the day, the Masters won. The one with the most experience in the ring.
Right.
Well, you could say that we just gave them a small head start to see what they could do.
Right.
And after a while, it was just a matter of time before we said, screw it, it's our time, it's our turn.
Right.
We saw. We conquered.
We ate them.
We ain't good.
No shit, dude.
I mean, this popcorn. Very good.
It's very spicy. There's good, delicious spiciness on it, man. But so you get these tag team belts. That's written off of two organizations that are going here in the RGB. And now Pete carries the, is that the heavyweight belt?
The heavyweight Evil Masters belt.
Holy crap.
A match that was... It put some of the biggest guys in the ring, which was Brick Savage, which is the Combat Cult absolute champion at the time, right now.
Both, right now, yeah.
And then we had Sergeant Paul Major. He was the New Breed champion at the time, heavyweight at the time. And me, just a two-time tag team
right.
champion. But we went out there. We had a war. A lot of meat in that ring.
No kidding, man.
And he's had a ton almost. And at the end, I became
the heavyweight champion, man.
That'd be two of the biggest guys that have ever been in this in the valley.
That was literally a lot of meat slapping for reals.
And that's a wrestling term for getting the shit kicked out of you guys, not the other one. Or maybe.
Not,
I don't know.
Not this time.
I would hate to be in the ring to find out.
Not this time, no.
But yeah, so I have a person asking a question. He goes, at one point, and I know it probably won't happen since it's two different shows, two different companies. Would there ever be a unified belt for both? Would you make one in particular tag team belt for both shows or company? That's just the question I'm out there asking right here. Turn into one belt.
Honestly, that one, I can answer that one right away. That one's not really up to us. We just go, we present ourselves, give the people what they paid for in Alamo, and give the people a hell of a show around the valley, whether it's Hidalgo, here in Huesleco, and that's it. As far as something unified, that would have to be between the main owners of New Breed, the main owners of Combat Cult. But you know what? Never say never, because a lot of stuff happens. Is it something that's in the cards right now? Right. No. But never say never.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, there's no point in unifying. We are the unified.
There you go.
Tag team.
It's in Mr. Torres here saying those belts look like they're ready to party with Frank the Tank and Big Papi. I got people talking out here, guys. Let me put a camera up to you guys, see the responses on that.
Look, Frank the Tank, you are part of my subject of how to not be a little bitch in pro wrestling. Don't forget that.
Damn.
Please go back and listen to that. I will remind you for the next couple of months. So don't even get me started about the party guy. Shut the hell up.
I love that. That was a great response. I'm going to give you a round of applause for that one there. Way to go, man. I think you're finally getting the concussion off of there.
Now we know what Nightmare was thinking about that.
Tony, you got them cooked, baby. You got them cooked.
No, it's actually the brain tube that I have.
Maybe it's a Modelo. The Modelo, bro. It's a Modelo.
The bravery juice, damn.
Yeah, shit, no shit. I got some
Modelo here. So Frank the Tank and DTF, they're barely even starting to tag together. The only odd man on that one is Calaverita. What is little midget doing, the little Calaverita?
Oh. Are we talking about the same person here? Are we talking about the little Cacahuate guy?
No, Cacahuate.
No.
He already had his time. Get him out of here.
That's another little turd that needs to get flushed.
I like that. We'll keep that in our arsenal. All right, let's write that down.
Write that down.
Another chair we need to flush. Okay. Make that down there. Yeah. It says, I'm getting a response here. It says, before the end of the night, can you give an early birthday shout out to the Green Giant? Oh, yeah, Omar. Yeah, happy birthday, buddy. I'll make sure I'll send Pete Payne to your house right now so he can give you a nice birthday gift with a Kendo stick across your head.
50 birthday swap.
Or you want the Beefy Boy special.
We're going to get to that conversation in a minute. We want to know the story behind
it. We need to know.
There's so many renditions, man. There's so many renditions of that story. I really want to get to the bottom of it.
And by the way, a lot of their stuff is on the other side of the sign, so you feel free to...
Speaking of signs, bro. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you want to, you can tear up the shit after we're done.
Yeah.
We got this beautiful banner back here.
It's badass.
It's a freaking beautiful banner right here. This is Pura Lucha Pro. Can you tell us a little bit about this bad boy?
Oliver,
well,
good job.
That's a merch and combination, again, as Pete had mentioned before the show started, of our identities. Technically, we started with Eddie with Combat Cult. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, it was Pete and Eddie. Pete just told me one day, hey, wait, come with me. And I stuck along. And so, yeah. But later on, when we got the Hidalgo gig, we were going to go under Puro Pro. That's actually Pete's conception before even Combat Cult during pandemic times, especially when he did a show. I say always we because I'm always around helping them in whatever I can. But I told them, honestly, I showed him the logos, and he was like, ah, míralo este güey bien chingón. He wants to be a promoter too. And I was like, no, güey. It's not that.
Stay in the ring, bro. Stay in the ring.
Déjalo.
And so it was, no. I said, you know what? Eddie is Eddie with Combat Cult, even though we're all there involved.
Right.
Total Pro is your team, but focuses on American. I said, we need to do something that also breathes, because the people that go to Hidalgo they've been open to American wrestling, but they're bigger fans of Lucha Libre.
Right.
And I said, we need that identity. And the only thing that I could think of was Aztec Warriors as a logo for that. And I said, Pura, just like you have Pura Pro, but we have Pura Lucha Pro. So I said,
PLP.
Exactly, and that's that's our identity. That's the sister to Combat. That's the sister to the originator, the original Puro Pro.
Right.
And that's what it is with those three logos. That's what we follow with Ed Hidalgo, and that's what we bring to the people. Mix of both Lucha Libre, the originals, and American wrestling, so that they know what we can do.
To
the audience, if you can't see, they do have the Combat Cult logo as well as the Puro Pro Wrestling.
On the other side, it's a beautiful.
When
you open it up, you're like, damn, this.
It just keeps going, bro.
Yeah. This is beautiful, dude. That's awesome.
There it is.
That is awesome, man. That is awesome. And I got people still asking questions here. Got a lot of people asking questions here. Evil Masters, love you guys. I got Omar, which is the birthday boy tomorrow, saying, does Mask Wrestlers got an extra mask? And I got
stop asking for masks.
George S. saying, he goes, yes, he has masks for $250, the last I heard. And what else I got here?
Just make one out of duct tape like I do.
And here's one for you, Pete. He goes, the guy with the beard looks like a plumber that goes to our store. And I go, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
Pete Payne goes to a store?
He goes, Pete Payne is the store, homie. He's the plumbing department. he goes, here's a question from Marisol Zuniga. What are you eating, Pete? They want to know what you're eating, Pete. What are you munching on right now?
Some good-ass popcorn, that's what it is.
Whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. Leave the man alone.
Leave him alone. Stop looking at him.
Who's the guy?
Milo's Kettle.
Milo's Kettle Corn. You know what? We'll go into the sponsor right now since we're talking about that. Let me go right over here and put this bad boy right over here for you. This right now, who we're having.
It's a proud sponsor of the show.
Proud sponsor of the podcast. This is a big shout out to Milo's Kettle Corn, a great sponsor of the Chewing New Podcast. Guys, today we are tasting Twisted Cheese. This has a
sharpest cheddar I've ever tasted. It's spicy as hell.
It's a mixture of different cheddar and cheese plus a little bit of spiciness, and it gives a nice little twist kick. Yeah. Man, so it's really good.
It's guys, so spicy you choke yourself during an interview.
Literally. Yeah. And let me go ahead and go to our other sponsors here and let you know, also a big proud sponsor of the Chewing New Podcast. We got Triple J Plumbing. That's probably who's confusing, because the guys look like either beat up. Big shout out to Juan. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. Guys, they handle residential, now commercial, and hospital grade stuff. If you need anything, if the hospital, anybody works for the hospital and need attention in the plumbing area, give these guys a call. They are licensed plumbers. Let them know Chewy News sent you, and don't forget your crap is their bread and butter, guys. Also, another big shout out to another great sponsor, Anonis Construction. Great craftsmanship. Give Tony a call, 956-363-7195. Commercial, residential, remodel, renovations. The guy does it all, man, and he's doing great work out there and on the East Coast of the Valley right now. They're working on some projects. Give this guy a call. Let him know Chewing New sent you, guys. And also, if you're a big fan of the show, guys, don't forget we do have our Chewing New podcast page for our special subscribers. We do go off air for a while as far as the, you know, we're headed home. Oh, look, that's beautiful. That covers your face. It's beautiful. And I put it in the bottom there. But I know, right? It would have been nice to fit there all night. The fans actually getting a lot of likes on TikTok right now because I blocked you out.
I don't care. TikTok's not going to be here forever.
Go ahead and jump on there. If you are a subscriber to the show, you can get these great cast merchandise right now on 50% off Log on, ask you want a cap. We sell them for 50% off, not at full price. So, and then we also have a, I think we only have one blanket left as far as
the blankets
selling,
have been really
been
popular.
Very, very well.
They've
yes.
been doing very well. Yeah,
Stephanie Olwick.
Masquerade, bro. And if you want to shop on some of the stuff, we also have a Chew New store on Bonfire. Click on that QR code. Go check that out. We have a couple of shirts you can buy from there. That special order through them. We don't see any of that money. That company gets that money. So
please buy a shirt. And please, for the love of God, I'm tired of tripping over the stuff in my apartment.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. It's true, guys.
I can only wipe my ass with so much of it at a time.
It's
I'm
so
starting
true.
To chafe.
Yeah, it's starting to chafe. But anyways, yeah, coming back to P-Pay and Nightmare, man, on the podcast, we are going officially 30 minutes in. But we have a lot of people responding to you guys. Oh, man, you get a lot of people here.
Amen.
This is a big,
not so much fans.
I already got ideas for Pete here. If he
there
wants to start a plumbing company called Big Pang Plumbing, that would be pretty good there.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That's a good one.
We made the church flush.
Literally. But anyways.
We screamed the shit away.
We screamed the shit away. That's a good one. That's another one, man. But, oh, and they're telling me, yes, I'll try my best. The sponsor brings in the extra. I'll bring popcorn for Omar. There's his birthday tomorrow. I'll try to get you something.
You ain't getting shit.
Yeah, I ain't getting nothing. Sorry, Omar. This won't release anything. But
Nikki Fuego talked very highly of this popcorn.
Yes.
And
what do you think?
After I finished whooping her ass in the ring. She's right.
She was right about the popcorn.
Now, you guys that have been in the wrestling business for quite a while already, you see this young talent growing up, coming up right behind you, and they're following, trying to follow your footsteps onto what you have a put of pure of iron and glory you have here. What's your advice to them? I mean, when they come up to you and ask you anything, because I'm pretty sure if I was in someone at that age, and I see you guys in there whooping ass every week, every month, every year. And goes, what are they doing that I need to do to get to that point? Have you had anybody come up to you guys and ask you?
Well, there's a bunch of people that they see it, but we make it seem so effortlessly. But once they get in the ring and try for the first time to train with us, it's not that easy. We've come and gone through a lot of the trainings, but the guys that have stuck it through, I get in the ring. I get in the ring with them, and we're there doing everything together.
Right.
All the knowledge that I have, eventually, there's going to be a time where we can't do it anymore. We have to give the new guys all our experience, our knowledge, everything that we seek, because I've gone all over Texas seeking knowledge for wrestling. From California, I went over there to seek that knowledge over there. Mexico got that knowledge over there.
When we went to San Antonio, the Texas Dojo, and even though I stayed local here, but both Pete and I, for a while, that we traveled together, that one 3-day seminar made us question our existence in wrestling. We literally trained with legendary Liz Thatcher, rest in peace, Francisco Chiazzo from the... What is it?
World Wrestling Network.
World Wrestling Network. The dude was he's the one that kind of gave us a little bit of hope back up, but the other trainers, they put us through the hell that they put all the top-notch pros that wanted, and we questioned ourselves what the hell we were doing there and why we were doing it, and we had second thoughts for a while. But Pete, continue as you were saying with all that.
I continued, and I went with Dr. Tom Pritchard, one of the biggest trainers in wrestling. He trained all the guys that you see right now in WWE. Half of them, well, more than half of them, he actually got to train. And I went to California, went to go seek that knowledge of, because I was a big fan of Lucha Underground. And there was a lot of guys there that were still there from Lucha Underground. They were still working the circuit.
But who was the trainer that you actually got to?
Steve Payne, Lord Pindar.
And Jesse...
Hernandez
from EWF.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then before that, I went to Mexico to Azteca Budokan over there in Nezahualcóyotl. So I went out there and I seek that knowledge, and I'm almost freely giving it back to some of these guys.
Right.
Nikki Fuego is one of the ones that really, she has been hitting it hard.
She's been showing up,
too.
She's
been showing up, and I hear a lot of, even backstage that day I went to go see you guys, a lot of people talk about this young lady coming up, man, that she puts on a show.
Dinner Wells?
She puts on a show. I mean, consider the fact that so there was a little bit of wardrobe malfunction, I would say, on her opponent, but luckily nobody ever saw what was going on mm-hmm. on actual film. But she could take a beating, bro. No. She was getting hit with a kendo stick.
She could dish it out, too.
And she could dish out back.
Yeah.
You know, and when she told me that she went up against you, I was like, are you... Wait a minute. You tell me you went up against Danny Chance. And then you went up... Are you on a death wish? I go, are you on a death wish here?
The best way for the student and the teacher to go at it.
Yeah.
So I can see what she's learning.
Right.
We gotta know what she's learning.
Right, right.
And not just her, but we got her. We got a new student for Combat Call here in Wessico.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Vincent's daughter, Alexia.
Alexia.
Wow. They're all scared at first, but once I'm like, hey, don't worry. I got you. And then eventually the fear starts to becoming to, oh, shit, I can do it. I got this. I'm like, yeah.
And her name's been coming up on the feed quite a bit. It says Alexia says she is coming for that combat cult belt, even if it's going to take a few years. So she's coming, man. That's so awesome, bro, when you have opponents that say, you know what? It's like I told Nikki. I go, when you hold that belt, I go, it feels good. But at the same time, you got that target in your back. They're coming for you.
And it's a huge response. Ability.
Yep.
And they look at us like, what can y'all be doing to be holding that? And
right.
We tell them, get over here.
Why don't you step in the ring and show you what we got?
I've been, like I said, like Nikki's been putting in a lot of good work. Not just her, Sean. Sean came back from a big hiatus, an 8-year hiatus.
He came with
family and stuff.
Fire.
Yeah.
And he came in and he wanted basically all those 8 years that he missed that we did because we came up together.
Right.
We came up together and but shit, life happens. I continued. He got married. He had kids. And then he saw us again.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the Moon Rock. He saw us at the Moon Rock, and he came up to me and Chance, and he was like, hey, man, I want to get back into it. Let's go. Let's do it. And holy
That's
shit,
awesome.
That guy's been trying.
I saw that match also. It was a real good match also. And I got Danny Chance queuing in and say, NOP is one of the best tag teams in Texas. And that's coming from Danny
from
Chance
Danny
right
Chance
there.
Better than
Killjoys.
Which, by the way, we'll have next week. But also, I got a... here's Jacinto Rivera saying Nikki has gone up against Nightmare. And Pete Payne.
In the summer when we had that event.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Private event.
Oh,
Nikki,
that's
we need
right,
to have
right.
a talk when you come in the first week of March.
Nightmare, we need to talk.
Nightmare, we need to talk.
We got to talk, dude. Say words, dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's called tough love.
It's called tough love.
Oh, shit.
I got Vicente Aguilar saying AJ Star, Pete. AJ Star.
Oh, you're already giving her a name?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. There you go.
I guess I got to get in the ring in there and show her what stars look like, remember?
Yes, and I got Garcia saying, I take it this is El Toxico. I think that's him. I'm not sure.
El Toxico.
Saying NOP for life. Oh, yeah, shoot. Here we go.
Damn.
And you got your fans, bro.
You got a lot of fans.
Actually, he's another pupil that we've taken under our wing, and he's also gotten his ball and made the best out of that, especially, I mean, you saw it. His match. But you saw that. Match that he had against Matt Ryan.
That was crazy, bro. The light bulb shots were nuts. That was crazy. The first thing I go, oh my God, the mercury. People, don't breathe. Don't breathe.
The glass.
The glass. It's over. No, dude, that match was, like I said, it was a tie, man, because they were both great matches.
And guess what? It was NOP.
NOP?
Toxico. He's part of the NOP 3.0.
Do I smell
the new generation?
Do I smell a stable coming on?
It is a stable.
Oh,
you haven't been there.
Oh my God.
It's a
stable.
It's Pain, it's Nightmare, it's Toxico, it's Martin.
Martin.
That's been a while.
Asterix?
Sorry, Martin.
No, you gotta do this. You gotta do this, you gotta do this right here.
He's our Urkel. That's all. He's our Urkel. He means well.
Oh my god.
We've had that stable there for only like a few months already.
It's been like 2 months, más o menos.
Wow.
But let me give you a small tidbit with Toxico this Sunday. So, guys, are y'all going to come out with me? I don't know. This is your test. Remember that picture you showed me of the Grand Warrior? Go ahead, go nuts. Show us what you got.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta learn. You gotta learn sometimes.
Take the training wheels off.
We set you free.
Yeah.
We taught you all we know. It's time that you put it into
practice.
And then I got Jacinto saying here, says, Martin is Nightmare's long lost son. That's why he wears the mask so they don't get noticed. This is all right, man. What's going on? You got me sent there. I gotta say, let's go, Martin! You got, golly, bro, there's so many people on here commenting left and right. This is awesome. Oh my god, I wanna ask, when you're calling, do you usually do the fluffy thing? Martin! Do you yell that out when you need to get a hold of him, bro? That would be beautiful.
Most of the time I tell him, Martin, shut up. That's what I tell him.
But does it work?
Does it work? That's what we want to know. Does it work?
Of course it doesn't work.
Oh, shit, man.
Sounds like someone else needs to get a boot to the face.
No shit. Now, I know I've seen the actual face-to-face talk-offs that you guys, the actual mic-to-mic skills. I always wanted to ask you this because I know I've seen the way you talk on the mic. You know, the way you talked this past Sunday, you were pretty pissed off there was no ring out there. This was like a street fight, literally, out there in the grass, bro.
It was a street fight.
I'm a professional wrestler. I need a professional ring.
So, behind the curtain, when you're doing the promo with someone else and you're going at it, has there ever been a point where you crack? Because the reason I tell you this, because I've had interactions with Mondo on the pod where we're going at it, and I make him crack because I say some fucking stupid shit, and he's like, you have to like cover up. Have you ever gotten to a point where you have with someone else and they just make you crack and like, son of a bitch, shut up?
That's easy, Martin.
Oh, good. Now I understand why he's the Urkel, okay?
Not bad. I've gotten better at it because I keep it in practice.
Right.
And here in Westaco, they had an improv group. And actually, Eddie from Combat, like, he gave us a heads up, like, hey, if you guys want to go do some improv so you can better your craft, I was like, yeah, dude, let's do it.
Right.
Man, I took the fish to water on that thing. The only person that beat me was an old lady.
She old broke people, me. They say the darndest thing.
Old people, they say the darndest things. They've seen a lot of life, Pete. You got to give them the credit for that.
Yeah, she's the only one that would actually get me to crack. I'm like, damn. How is an old lady getting me to crack? But it was a good class. It was a lot of knowledge. Man, I've been wanting to go back for a while, but been very busy with training, with a baby, with work, and being a promoter, and making contacts, getting everybody, hey, the next show is this and this and this. So I haven't had a chance, but it was fun when we went. It was different.
And I got Martin saying here, he wants me to say this, is Martin, he's the man. If he can do it, no one can.
No.
Shut up, Martin.
I think that's going to be one of our guests in April. We're going to bring Martin in.
Just show up on the show, dude. Just come to the show.
We want to see the whole stable come in so we can actually get the update. He's like, oh, no.
We're going to need a bigger studio.
Right? I'm going to need a stronger couch now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so in the long haul already, doing the matches, doing the shows, do you feel between both of you guys, have you accomplished what you wanted to accomplish as far as getting this much metal around your waist already? or do you feel that you need more?
What is there to conquer? San Antonio?
We've done it. We've done it.
Austin?
We've both.
So what is the next hill?
The what?
What is the next hill to climb?
The next mountain, actually.
What's the next?
Austin, make it happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going back to Max. Oh, yeah, we did go to
Monterrey. We went to Monterrey, Arena Mezquital.
That was hella fun, because that's where I could really do my USA is better than Mexico chants, and the people almost ate us.
Really?
They were coming off their chairs.
Wow.
Because we were beating up their heroes, their local heroes.
Ah, okay.
Correction.
And then we had an oopsie, and one of the local heroes started bleeding all over the place.
Eesh.
So they really wanted our blood now.
they wanted our heads.
Wow.
So we had a jet the fuck out quick.
No shit.
No kidding.
I made the mistake of stepping out for what I thought was an interview. These guys literally had to go get me because I was getting mobbed.
Really?
No joke.
I was like, can see you guys. Hola. Let's go.
Wow.
Like, I was ganged up by, five, six of their guys.
Yeah, they were mad. We took out their number one guy.
Wow.
Damn.
That's nuts, dude.
It happens, man. It happens. But that's when you know wrestling is real in Mexico.
That's some real shit, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You're not getting more
people. Well, once the blood starts flowing, you imagine it.
We have blood flowing the last match, man. What's his name at the very end was bleeding off of his back. It's the Matt Riott. He was already bleeding from his back. I'm like, God dang, dude, what's going on here?
Yeah, that glass ain't fake, bro.
No, it ain't.
It ain't no sugar glass.
And I got George saying here, I'll go drop off Martin right now. No worries. He lives nearby.
Do it already, dude.
And I got Jose Martin saying, Martin smells like Ben Gay and pickles.
Would not know that.
That's oddly specific.
All right. I got Evil Masters Lucha Fest RGB saying, don't forget, get ready for this Saturday, February 22nd at Gonzalez Park in Brownsville, Texas. The new boys are coming over. I don't know what that means, but that sounds interesting.
That sounds like a threat.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we have behind the...
No. The Evil Masters... They forgot to give me the damn flyer, but it is what it is. They already announced it. So this Saturday in Brownsville.
Circo Mania 2.
We have a lot of matches. So
right.
A lot of Mexican and American. And so they're going to, the ladies, Denise Day, I know our favorite, Nikki Fuego, was going
to
be there.
Right.
She's having a rematch against
Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
Kimberlina. Nice. Let me correct myself.
We got Denise Day. Yeah, we got Khan, DTF's gonna be there. My second son, Nails. T.Y. Shea, Sean, so it's gonna be a lot of American, JD, Kike. And then we're gonna have Alebrije Jr. Or Hijo Alebrije, it's Alebrije Jr., right?
Hijo Alebrije.
Mm-hmm. Coco Negro, some Coco Negro.
I like that guy. That's a badass, interesting name right there.
Some guys from Mexico.
All right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of everybody. A little bit of Mexican guys, a little bit of Americans and girls. And in this one, they're going to name a number one contender for
my belt.
And I might be there.
Oh, okay.
So...
Surprise appearance, I got you.
But I'm going to be in that little rumble for that belt.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
Here you go. Hey, I had three belts. I'm missing one.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. Hold on.
Okay.
This is surprising news for Pete Payne right now.
This is a revelation.
Yeah. Before we get into, actually, because I got to pick this bad boy up right here, because we got a promotion back here. That's going on. I'm not sure if you guys want to talk about this before we get to the nitty gritty of what you guys want to talk about. This is Combat Cult presents Fear the Reaper, March 2nd, 2025. It's going to be, where's this located, guys?
Cine El Rey.
Oh, we're back. Here we go.
We're back to Cine El Rey.
Here we go.
Where it all started.
A lot of us started there. And we have Eddie. You want to
stick your head in there, Eddie, so you can, and people can see you there, buddy. If you want to
come on, jump in.
Stick your head right there, say hi.
Hi.
There he is.
Well, Eddie can tell us more about Eddie can tell us more about the combat cults.
Yeah, if you want to step over here, you can step right here by this mic, and you can tell us a little bit more about the combat one.
Or you can sit in the middle on the couch.
I don't think you want to sit between the two behemoths right there. Go ahead, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so we got, as you can see, we got Fear the Reaper over here, Cine del Rey, March 2nd. We got a freaking crazy card, stacked card coming up. Nightmares of Pain are going to be putting those titles on the line. Against T.Y. Shane and Joe Dempsey.
Oh, yeah. The white boys.
Yeah, they've gone at it already a couple times. You know, obviously the champs still hold the belt, so we'll see what this one brings. We also have the South Texas title on the line. Con Hawk, the current champion for us, is facing Sean Jones. They've also faced off a couple times.
Okay.
You know, Con is still holding that title, so we'll see where that goes. And then we also have the absolute champion on the line, championship on the line, with Rick Savage versus Kike Caballero.
Enrique
Suave, right? Rico Suave.
Rico Suave is about to get his ass handed to him. That's a big man right there.
Have y'all seen Brick in action?
No.
Brick?
Hey.
Brick is...
go March 2nd.
Oh, shit.
You gotta go. You all need to go to that.
I'll make sure I show up and bring Chew's leg with me, so at least I have a little bit of protection.
That is a prescription leg, sir. Hands off.
Yeah, don't worry. It's going
to
happen.
Any socials that people can follow to keep up with?
Yeah, you can follow us, Combat Cult Fight on Twitter and Combat Cult Wrestling on all the platforms.
There you go. Nice. Man.
And the energy that we brought last show was so...
Next level.
Over. Like, yeah. Everybody, match one to the last, through the main event, all the energy was always up here. Because we had something to prove. Mm-hmm. I had something to prove. We had something to prove. Because we finally saw NOP back in action.
Right.
Versus Purple Haze, and we went back and forth, back and forth. And all the energy, dude. The energy is totally different. Like, you can feel it as soon as you come in. Like, we're going to do it on the fourth floor right now. You can feel the energy. But now that was bad. This was good.
Right.
But, yeah, man, show up. March 2nd, dude, you're more than welcome. Guys, show up. You're going to see a lot of great talent, and we're going to go balls to the wall.
There you go. Yeah. I got Jackie Gomez asking, when can we expect more NOP merch in the New Breed website? That's what they're asking.
Oh, the New Breed website. Okay.
Jackie, talk to me. I will hook you up.
There you go.
All proceeds will go to me.
Well, that's what it says. When can we expect a NOP mask for purchase?
I see. I don't know.
By the way, I don't know the rights to that. Ew, shoot. And I got another one here. Is Eddie finally buying Brick their tacos? I don't know what that means there, Eddie. I don't know.
I ordered some tacos, and I didn't deliver, so I'm going to have to deliver on that problem.
And I got Jose Martinez. Says, Eddie, take off your shirt. I don't know what's going on, Eddie.
No.
Life of a promoter, man. That's all I can say.
You gotta subscribe.
If you subscribe to the Chew a New podcast,
yeah.
It might just happen.
There will be a special link for you there, Jose.
A very special link indeed.
So, going back to this, I guess it's gonna be like a Rumble match for number one contender you're talking about?
Contendership, yeah, yes. Bronzeville.
Nightmare, you say you're putting your two cents in there?
Hey, to keep it safe. We're still going to keep it with the NOP. But it looks better on me. All right.
Look, I'm not going to argue on that part right there. But if there's an opportunity, who am I to say no? One day I'm here, and the other day I may not. So if I'm going to go out balls to the wall.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and if all fairness, I mean, all fairness, if it does come to the point where it's going to be the two brothers of pain out there going at it, I mean, I wouldn't say, like you said, it would be safer within both of you guys there.
That would be more safer with
you. It's safer.
I'm not trying to end up throw a crack in the tag team friendship here, but, you know, when there is gold, there is a striking. So, you know... You gotta go hunting for it.
Well, there's an issue, all right.
You can smell in the air a little bit. The tension slowly building, man.
Well, so, the only thing that's gonna change is the pay a little bit.
Well, they're saying, Jose Martinez, I'm going to take what you're asking and twist it. It says they should have a match between each other to see who gets the belt, but a bikini contest match.
That sounds like another subscription.
That sounds like a true new subscription, guys. Tune in after the show.
Thoughts,
anybody?
Jose, I want to see you on Saturday. Just remember that.
We're talking
chiquito, por favor.
So, one last question for that, because we need to get down to the nitty gritty. The whole ordeal of the eatery that we've heard about, the Beefy Boy Bros hanging out with P-Pain out there. Pete, you got to square away what actually happened at the eatery, because I'm getting stories.
Why'd you hurt their feelings?
I want to see what's going on. What actually happened? I heard that you were picking up people left and right. Showing how much strength, because I'm not gonna lie, man. Pete's a big boy, man. That man really can pick up. He can pick your ass up.
He all right.
He can pick your ass. I've seen him do some crazy shit.
Yeah. I remember the bigger. That was a big dude.
So, and I've heard you picked up the cook.
That
boy was bigger than you.
Yeah.
There you go. And you picked him up. Yeah, that's a story that was told me, but. Rivas actually. Point out to the bikini contest, he goes, puro tanga cochinas.
Damn it. You really want to get smart.
Make sure you're waxed, guys. So what happened, dude? Talk to us. I know Ro was drinking some beers next to you. You were going to pick him up, but you didn't. He said, no, it's all right. That's what he told me.
Chicken.
So I heard Joe took the challenge. Take us to the story, bro. It's all you.
I think everything started back here.
Of course.
Yeah, we're like, all right. Hey, we're going to go over here. I'm like, well, shit, those are my alcoholic days when I used to go drinking everywhere. And yeah, and they were like, hey, but let's go over here. I'm like, hey, fuck it, let's go. Let's see what adventure brings today.
Right.
And yeah, we were at the eatery for a while. We were just drinking, and, you know. They know more Westico than me, so I'm kind of like the odd man out. And I was like, fuck, I got to do something to you know, draw attention over here because it's weird.
Right.
So I think, was it the chops first or was it the pickup first?
I think it was the chops first. The I chops think you're talking about first. The chops.
Because anything, no, it doesn't hurt. It's real. It's fake. I'm like, right, let me see. Whack. And they're like, holy shit. Yeah, those are real. Like, hey, man. It was more like a pick me up to them.
Right.
Because yeah, they brought him back to reality.
No shit. Real quick. By the way, real quick.
For those who don't know, Moon is Joe Beefy Boy Joe.
Yeah.
Turns red with just the slightest breeze.
Yeah, exactly. He is a man of color.
Yeah. He's a very low pigmented man.
They say that sobered him up a little bit.
What's that for another story there, Peter?
And then, yeah, and they kept asking questions. I'm like, you want to find out? I either chop you or I pick you up. Like, everything's possible.
Right.
And they picked the biggest guy. I don't know. I went on my own. I was there for a bit. I'm like, picking up people left and right. I'm like, hey, dude, you look pretty big. You might want to pick you up real quick.
Oh,
the courage of alcohol.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and he was like, well, you can try. And I was like, all right, cool. Whack. I just put him over my shoulder for a bit. Then put it back down. Everybody's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You picked the biggest in the eatery.
I'm right.
That was a fun night. I remember portions of it.
Right. No, we'll get to the joke part, bro. Because everybody I want to know the true story of this. Was there a second Moon hanging out over your shoulder?
Oh, yeah, for a little bit, yeah. What shorts was he wearing? I picked him up,
no.
He moved everybody, and I put him back down, and I was like, oh, shit. I didn't mean that to happen.
Yeah, because the story bro tells me, he goes, yeah, you just, dude, you should have seen it, dude.
No, no.
I don't think,
no.
Only wants to just ask.
Nope.
Not if you pay anybody, I won't even go see that. Well, anyways, he goes, he picked him up, dude. And you know how Joe doesn't wear a belt? I go, yeah. Dude, his freaking pants just went down, dude. I go, oh, no. I go, bro. Joe needs a tan. Joe needs a tan.
Joe's master plan was finally paying off that night.
What's that? It was a two double full moon, actually.
That was a fun.
Oh my god, dude.
We had fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Alcohol.
Oh god, what a wonderful thing, bro.
It done correctly.
It's done correctly. Guys,
it's a wonderful thing.
We are about to get into an hour before we head out, guys. Just a quick question. I mean, give us your social media so they can reach out to you guys, follow you, you know, on any social media, guys. Go
say
ahead.
Say something, Nightmare. You say nothing.
Well, I'm still asleep from work.
Yeah.
No, hombre, you can find me in IG. I will refer you to my Instagram and let me look at it because I never learned.
I don't follow myself.
But I am as Nightmare_NightTerror.
Night Terror.
That's how you can find me. And I will redirect. Eventually, you'll find my Facebook page. I won't give it because it has a name in there. Could be mine, could be a made-up name. Doesn't matter. Because these stupid people will go and call me by that name. It's like, no, it's just a name. So I can cover up my identity because Facebook locked me out of leaving Nightmare in there.
Oh, right. Well, there you go.
And
you
I was
go.
Too lazy to change all hundreds of contacts, especially promoters back in 2016 when we were traveling. So I did not want to start a new page. But, yeah, Nightmare_NightTerror. You'll find me there on Instagram. That's my social media.
There you go.
And follow us on Pura Lucha Pro 956 on Instagram, too.
Sure, I thought you were going to come there. Oh, don't forget, I have an OnlyFans also. Sin Máscara. My bad, buddy.
Actually, the type of mask changes in there, but...
Whoa! See? You see what you do?
Yeah, when you ask, you see?
That's a fantasy special.
Wow, we went up to 200 views. I don't know.
Negative 200.
Negative 200 views.
We owe views now.
So mine is Pete Payne on... it's just a page on Facebook. P-Pain, R-I-V-E, that's on my Instagram, Pura Lucha Pro, Combat Cult also, because we follow with Eddie,
of course.
And Evil Masters also, because we have all of us together and New Breed.
Evil Masters actually is under Lucha Fest. Look for Lucha Fest, and you will find Evil Masters like that.
Yeah, so
Lucha Fest RGB.
All of us together, we've worked pretty well. As long as we're constantly communicating with each other,
right,
it can be done. So we're going from all the way from Brownsville to Hidalgo and back and forth.
Right.
And yeah, it's fun, man. It's now it's fun to me.
Right.
And we got we dealt with the bullshit.
The whole rough patch in between, yeah, I gotcha.
We went away with that and right. Now we're focusing on having fun. And making money
and bringing the fun to the people. It's not just about us anymore. A year ago when we spoke to you, it was what we were doing in the ring.
Right.
Today is what we're doing in the ring and outside of the ring for the fans, for the people to come to have another choice, another place to watch Lucha Libre, to watch American wrestling.
And
there you go.
The new stock that's growing, the new kids, the new talent.
Yeah, check out.
If you guys are interested, just hit us up. We'll point you to the right direction. And anybody can try it, but the thing is, you got to give it the effort.
Right.
If you don't give it the effort, you think that it's going to be willy-nilly given to you. We make it look easy.
Right.
But it took us years to make it look easy.
Right. Well, guess what, guys? We're going about an hour and 3 minutes in.
A
hell of a show, man. And to end a beautiful night, keep these guys having fun. You have the chance to beat the crap out of Chew today. So let me go ahead and shoot some cam over here. Don't worry about it. It's nothing bad. You're fine.
My ear is still ringing.
Don't worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen.
What was that?
Oh, see, they're getting ready. They're getting up. They're getting their stuff ready here, guys.
Okay.
They didn't even tell me two times.
Thanks for
stopping. Ass kicking. What?
All right. So, guys, first of all, I want to say thank you so much to Pete Payne and Nightmare to come in the podcast.
Seriously, what was the last one?
Don't worry about it, dude. It's all good. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. You have nothing to worry about.
Let me show you something.
Oh, here you go.
Where are you going with that?
No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Okay, then.
But don't worry about it, dude. You're fine.
Why are you bringing it?
You see my friend here?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Talking.
You're fine, buddy. You're okay, buddy. You're fine. They're just having fun with you, man. What's going on here? What's going on? Chew, you're fine. Oh, that's not supposed to come out. They go,
hold that.
No, that's unexpected.
Chew, sign us out.
I'm in charge.
And I've been you guys. We'll see you next week. Killjoys on Thursday night, guys. See you later.
Chew
peace
down.
Out. Chew down.
You're fine, dude. You're fine.
Latest,
latest, latest. Down the energy, they've got a show you gotta know. It's called the Chewing New Podcast. Dynamo on the go. Live streaming live, catch the vibe, we don't archive. Talking talent businesses is for real.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.